Well, we're talking with J.R. Richardson from the Natural Resources Commission, the co-chair, that is. And J.R., I got a little bomb to drop on you. I'm not sure you heard about this or not. You were talking about bear hunting just a bit ago, and did you hear that so far the largest bear I've heard came out of White Pine?
I did not hear that.
Yep.
How big was it? I know there's some big bears here, but...
610 pounds is what the report is right now, allegedly. So... Richard P. Smith told me about it. He's bird dogging it. We're bird dogging it. It's a guy from downstate who's got property there, apparently. And he's got it on video. We posted it on our Facebook page at Adam Carpenter's Outdoor Show Facebook page. And it's...
Well, a 600-pound bear, that's the real deal there. And I know there's some huge bears, and my friends have been saying they've caught them on their game cameras. And congratulations to that guy. And I'm sure there's more of them out there because... One of the big deals at the Contica restaurant is watching bears out the window during non-hunting season, and there are some huge bears there. So,
How far is that from White Pine?
That's like right downtown White Pine, if there is such a thing.
Don't blink, huh?
Yeah, it's at the mall. So.
Yeah, this guy actually shot it with a longbow, too. You can see it on the video.
Oh, my God, how exciting is that?
Yeah, it was at like 15 yards or something. It was crazy.
Wow.
You got a good spot out there.
You know, get out there because there's big bears, and it's that time of year, and don't miss it.
Well, let's go back to bird season in general. What's we've been kind of getting reports from around the UP, forecasts. It's so hard to tell right now with all the leaves and ferns up still. But what's the general feeling for bird numbers in Ontonagon County where you live?
You know, I work with Terry Menzie, and I think we're starting to go up on the cycle again. But I've talked to a lot of people who spend a lot of time in the woods because a lot of my friends are, loggers, and they have actually not seen a ton of birds. But what happens in areas like Ontonagon and Gogebic is there's pockets of them, and it depends how the weather is. And if it's a dry year, the pockets are in the creek bottoms. And if it's a wet year, they expand out more. But so you got to spend a little time scouting earlier in the year. And then once you pattern them a little bit, you can get into the birds pretty good. So.
It kind of reminded me when you started talking about Ontonagon and Gogebic County. We talked to John DePew just a week ago, and he mentioned, that as much rain as the western end of the UP had, that's not good for grouse numbers. So that kind of makes sense what you're saying.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it can be tough on them. So it's just like a lot of things. You got to spend your time in the woods to figure out where the things that you're chasing are and then pattern them and hunt.
Well, I'm going to say it again, JR. I really hope we get to hook up and at least go fishing one of these days. Go hit a couple little streams.
Yeah, I can't wait to go. I'm going to come to your end because I don't fish down there enough. And I was going to say, another thing about Ironwood is we had a nice young gentleman from Henry Menigos. He's on the Youth Natural Resource Commission Council. And he came, and he's from Ontonagon, actually, and I introduced him at the Natural Resource meeting. And I asked him, what the deal and how he was doing and what he was looking forward to. And he talked, I couldn't ask for a better thing. He said, we're looking for ways to get kids out in the outdoors. And, they're looking at, anywhere from different sorts of media to commercials to letter writing to having school projects to try to get more of the youth to go outdoors. And it was a real neat thing to be able to introduce him and show him to the regular National Resource Commission. That's also pretty exciting.
Yeah, that is very cool. I love anything that gets kids more involved and that has the potential to get more kids involved.
Beautiful.
Well, JR, I really appreciate your time today, as usual, and we got to schedule you back on in October.
I look forward to it. Get out in the woods.
JR Richardson from the NRC, and this is The Outdoor Show.